too late. We're recording. Uh-oh.
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Tony. Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
No, I spent it editing this stupid podcast.
Oh. Yeah, did sorry. You? No. What did I do? You know, for someone who likes doing improv, I really struggle to come up with believable lies. It was gonna take a long time right there to
come up with. Well, no matter what you said, you started with, let's see, so no matter what you said, it wasn't gonna work. Yeah. Elliot, I'm really into HelloFresh now. That's my new big thing.
Oh, yeah? Did you decide that, baked clam 6 nights a week wasn't really working out? Was too expensive? Was that breaking the wallet?
It was working out great, but it was too expensive. Because they really hit me with an upcharge for getting clams in the car. So it's like $30 delivery fee, which is, it's worth it.
But like, I don't have what are you talking about? That. There's a special upcharge for clams?
Well, the Uber driver like has to then take the clams in his car. It like ruins the smell of his car. So they hit me with a fee, but it's fine.
Are the clams just out in the open? I don't understand. Clams. They're not in a package? All right, whatever. All right, well, are you enjoying HelloFresh? Are you enjoying HelloFresh?
I really like HelloFresh. Yeah. They give you like little potatoes and sour creams and you mix it all together. And then it's like prep time, 5 minutes, cook time, 20 minutes, big meal done in 25 minutes. It takes me like 4 hours to make, but it comes out really good.
Okay. And which is the part that you're struggling with? Are you cooking it for 4 hours or it's the knife skills?
No, it's the prep. It's
the prep time. Yeah. All right, Anthony. Well, that's great. Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of Pasta Party.
He just didn't care from minute one.
I'm Elliot Bromberg, of course, here with my boring co-host, Tony Ferraro. And we have a return guest to the program today. They made their first appearance way, way long ago during the beginning of Pasta Party. They're a comedian based in Chicago. Please welcome to the podcast, Shelby Koppel. Hey, Shelby.
Hi, guys. I'm
excited to be back.
So excited. Every time we're coming on, it's like a new couples therapy moment where I'm trying to like help you guys solve your issues.
We don't want to help.
What issues?
What Christmas issues do you think we have?
What issues?
All right. Okay. Good defense.
What issues? What issues? Is it that I interrupt a lot?
Tony was just trying to describe you. Asked a question.
What did you say?
Upon being given the answer, you were like, it's so dismissive.
And so, should I work on my bits being actually good and funny? And so that Elliot knows what they are and understands it?
Yeah, life's a give and take, Tony. Yeah. You gave nothing.
I gave nothing. Well, I gave a lot, but it was bad.
We go for the quantity over quality. It's crazy because we're going to be recording for 4 or 5 hours and we're going
to
be
paring. And that'll shake down to about an 8 minute episode. Shelby, weigh in. You like HelloFresh? You like baked clams? You like Uber? Those are the topics.
I just have one question. Why are these my options?
Because that's what we discussed in the intro. In the open,
HelloFresh or baked clams.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? What are your hot takes?
Okay, I haven't had a clam in a hot minute, but I just did see a video of a little boy on Instagram where he's like, "I'm a clam guy. I only eat clams." And I'm thinking like Tony wrote the script for him and like gave it to him.
Yeah, that was I'm that guy's writer.
That was.
Like, Tony. And also, what's the context?
Tony,
you only make a clam dish. Or like, why were clams brought up?
Oh, I used to be addicted to getting baked clams delivered to me, but not no more.
It's a real thing that he would do is he would Uber Eats baked clams and he'd be like, oh, I'm so sick. My tummy hurts
so
bad.
Much. But I'm going to get him again.
What the fuck? Like, sorry, can you swear on this one?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. No, that's insane. I've never heard of anyone post-mating clams, any seafood, let alone baked clams.
Well, surprisingly, it doesn't hold up well in the car. Would you believe that?
Yeah. Really? No, that's not a surprise.
That's not a surprise.
I heard that seafood travels well.
It does. It really does.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Shelby, what's the seafood like in the Midwest? I imagine it's great because it's been in cars for longer.
I mean, technically every clam you eat out here is a post-mated baked clam, so I think it's fine. Honestly, like, I've only gotten food poisoning once from eating sushi here, which I feel like is a pretty good record for, like, being in the middle of the country. So.
That's good. I got food poisoning last week.
Gasp. From what?
Yeah. I don't know. I made, like, this, I think I made a lamb dish. Some ground lamb, chickpeas, eggplant, salad, and something in there was bad because 8 a.m., not 8 a.m., 8 p.m. rolls around. I made it for lunch. And around 8 p.m., I just started feeling, like, so sick. Had my tummy hurt real bad. I made both my roommates kiss it. What? You guys don't do that?
Kiss your tummy?
How else would it feel better? My dad's a doctor, okay? And that's
are you saying your dad's your roommate?
No. No.
Daddy's a doctor.
That's just what it's just what I learned. You clean the wound and then you kiss it. That's how you make
boo-boos feel better. What'd you say, Shelby?
I can't eat lamb because it's a baby. Like, it just freaks me out.
No, it's not. That's veal.
No, lamb's a baby.
No, veal.
Lamb's baby?
Lamb is baby sheep. Veal is baby.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, this is, I am no joke. Right. Okay. No bit.
Grown sheep.
I'm learning.
Yeah, lamb is a baby. It's always a baby.
Yeah, I actually learned this. Yeah, I learned this, I think, a few months ago, and I think it was Shelby who told me. And I was like, I'm still
Shelby has an agenda, and she's pushing it.
Yeah, I'm pushing it. I try to go on as many forums as possible and talk about this.
Lamb is baby.
Lamb is baby. I'm baby? No, lamb is baby.
Yeah. Oh, I love lamb. Lamb's good. Sorry.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
No, I'm a big chef. You're a big chef now, Tony, too. You're really embracing the heritage. Fresh. Shelby, how about you? What's your actual home cooking routine? Are you a big baker, big cooker? Do you just snack all day?
It's been bad lately. Lately, I haven't really been cooking as much. I've just been eating, like, one-off slices of cheese.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but, like, you look very gaunt and emaciated now.
Ellie, did you hear what she said? She's eating one-off slices of cheese.
One-off slices
of cheese.
Is that what you
said?
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
Everybody's going to relate to that. See, everyone's going to love me for saying that, because I know that there's other people who eat one-off slices of cheese out there.
I mean,
I
eat cheese for sure. Like, I'll be like, oh,
yeah,
let me go eat.
That's
some
not
cheese.
Weird.
You're eating just cheese all day?
Well, you know how you can buy, like, those packages of sliced cheese at the store?
No. Got them in I don't know what you're talking about.
I
only get block.
I get
block
wheels.
Or wheel. Oh, you get wheel? I get block.
I get full wheel. My fridge has a 10-pound wheel of cheddar in there. And it is moldy. You know how hard it is to eat 10 pounds of cheese before it goes bad? Really hard.
So, Shelby, you buy these slices and then you eat them? Is that the story?
It's called... Yeah, it's just like HelloFresh, except where you skip all the steps and you just eat the slices.
I like how you said that. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
Yeah. Yeah, Shelby's in the marketing business, so Shelby, you know, likes to try out kind of new taglines and stuff. What would you say, Shelby, is actually your number one tip for us to help us market this podcast?
Oh god, talk less. No, I'm joking.
No, that's a fair note. That's a good note.
No, I don't know. I think I love, like, I like you guys as, like, cover art. It's super fun, but you should put, like, your faces on it or something.
That's a good note. That would take work from us.
It wouldn't take any work from us. We would just have to pay someone else to do work for us.
Draw yourself. Yeah. That's not really, that's just me wanting to see caricatures. I don't really have any marketing advice.
Shelby, if we were pastas that we could Photoshop our face onto, what pasta would each of us be? Go.
Ooh.
There is a right answer, by the way.
Tony would be rigatoni.
Yep.
Very good.
Duh. Very good.
And I would be, there's a really clear pun. Yeah. Don't miss it.
I also don't know it. That's not a clear pun.
That's right there.
Horrible.
But I mean, Photoshop, I was going to say spaghetti, but if you Photoshop your head on top of a piece of spaghetti, it's going to look so scary.
What about?
It's going to look like a spaghetti.
What if my hair is spaghetti?
Ooh.
Still weird.
It's still weird.
All right. All right, fine. Yeah, just poo-poo my idea. It's fine. No, it's just trying to give you ideas with my awesome pun. My really, where I worked really hard on.
Elliot.
I
it is believe, good, Elliot. I'll give it.
Would you
it,
believe I
good.
Pre-wrote that? And I was like, I'm going to say it today. They're going to
cry. Yeah, I'd believe that.
Spaghetti.
Shelby, what would you be?
Meatballs.
Oh, I have a pun, but I don't like the implications of it, so I don't. I'll say it anyway. You're a stuffed Shelby.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like it because of the sex implication.
Yeah,
Tony.
That's why I almost didn't say it.
All right.
Pretty hot. We're making a big pivot in our podcast where we also objectify our guests.
Right, yeah.
You can objectify us back.
Yeah. Okay. And actually... Yeah.
As though that was something I was like wanting
to
do.
We'll give you...
You go, ooh, yeah. I want to do it so bad.
We'll give you... Because we're good feminists. We want to be good feminists, so we'll give you a full 60 seconds right now. Say whatever.
And we will interrupt.
Dirty, yeah.
And we'll interrupt when we see fit.
Say whatever you want.
We're going to talk to you the whole time and objectify each other. So we're hearing.
All right. And Shelby, take the
floor. I'll start the clock.
I can't do this. I don't know how. You guys, I was homeschooled. I really, all right, this makes
here,
me so nervous.
I'll do it to Tony. Hey, Tony.
We'll just objectify each other.
Your balls are looking really good today.
Oh my god!
I keep them a pie in the frame.
Keeps it really
high. Balls are out the whole time we've been podcasting.
And Shelby didn't say a thing about it.
Yeah.
Elliot, if I had to objectify you in any way, I would probably say your balls are looking really good today.
No, thank you. A real leave a penny, take a penny compliment right there. What is the concept behind leave a penny, take a penny things? What's the point of that?
I think we just saw it. We just saw it in action. It's when you compliment someone's balls and then they compliment your balls.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and then a third person watches and goes, "Why am I here? Why am I doing this?"
No, I'm serious. In, you know, when like you go to a convenience store and there's like a little dish and it says leave a penny, take a penny. What's the point of that?
Pennies die if you don't exchange them every couple days. So you have to like always be changing hands.
Mm-hmm. I think the real answer is if you're paying cash. Oh, good mime work, Shelby. I like your hand stuff.
Thank you. I love to go to the podcast and do mime work.
Very lazy. I think if you're paying cash and it's like $3.03 because of the tax, and you're like, oh, I'll just take this penny, and then like you could cover it, and but then sometimes you leave a penny so you can help out the next generation.
It's generational. Yeah.
I just take every dime. I stash. I got pillowcases full of pennies.
Full of pennies.
He jingles every time he goes to bed.
Yeah, like you know on Halloween how people will leave a bowl out for kids and then bad kids will just take it all? That's me at convenience stores and grocery stores.
You dump the whole.
Yep.
Got it. All right. Well, I'm ready to do some improv. How has everyone else feeling?
Another premise that Elliot just dismissed.
No. I'm not. I wasn't dismissing it. It's almost like a...
Fuck off.
All right, let's do improv.
You want to do some improv? Gonna, yeah,
let's do it.
Jacob, honey, leave this conversation.
Ding dong.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm with HelloFresh. We're doing kind of a promotion where we give out a free box that has three meals for the week. Three two-serving meals, so you can split it up if it's just you. It looks like it might be just you here. And you can have it for free, and then you can maybe re-up if you want to, but there's no pressure.
I would love to, but like I pretty much just eat clams. Like I live
I could
for
tell.
A good like a baked clam, or like I guess sometimes I'll like vary it up with like a slice of cheese. Sometimes I get a wheel of cheese and I just scoop from that same wheel all week. But like you guys have any like clam and cheese based meal plans for one?
I mean,
is that kind of something you guys?
There do? Is a baked clam recipe, but there is no like something as simplistic as like a clam and a slice of cheese. We don't sell that, but like we offer custom meals, so I guess you could if you wanted to.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know,
this is a free box. You don't have to commit to anything. You can just take the box.
Sometimes I go over to my neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. Rick, he lives just across.
Sure, like a neighbor would. Yeah, I get it. I get the concept of a neighbor. I know what you're talking about.
And he doesn't really like it when I come over, but he's like not a, you know, like he'll put up with it. And sometimes I'll eat a little scoop of whatever he's having. I kind of just bring my own ladle over there, and then I kind of like leave as soon as I take a little scoop out. Is it kind of like that kind of deal, or what kind of deal is are we talking?
I don't
about
understand
here?
The story you told me and how that relates to me. I am offering you a box of food. I don't care that you go to your neighbor's apartment and scoop meals with a ladle.
Sometimes you just take a little scoop. I was just wondering, is this like a little scoop sort of
you could make the meal, have it like the proportions of a normal meal, and then scoop it if you want to, but we do not sell scoops. We sell Tostitos scoops as a side to certain chilies, but that is it.
Okay. I don't understand like how I'm supposed to feed myself if you won't let me take a scoop.
I'm not stopping you from doing anything. You can scoop your food, just take the free box. I've been here too long. I have a quota. You could just take the box. Take the box.
Hey, there's no reason to get so aggressive, sir. I'm just asking you a simple question about clams, cheese, and scoops, okay? I just want to know,
ma'am,
what the proportions are.
The proportions are for two people, which generally comes out to about 2,000 calories per meal, 1,000 each.
I can't do that. I'm one. Can't divide myself in two for your meal plan. Sorry.
You know what? I'm just gonna go. It seems like you're not interested, so I'm just gonna go. I'm sorry for wasting time.
Hey, ma'am. I'm the doctor, by the way. The dentist, Dr. Zelensky. Nice to meet you. Just reviewing the chart that the nurse gave me. For the most part, I'd say, you know, a lot of things. You're generally speaking doing okay. I'm a little bit concerned about your cholesterol levels. I got some high HDLs. I was hoping maybe you could just kind of walk me through what your daily diet is.
Yeah, well, no problem. You know, a day in the life of me is what you're asking for.
Well, right? Just what meals you're eating. I don't need a full day in the life. Why are you pulling out a microphone? What are you?
Well, you know, I get up like every other human, you know, like every other rat in the rat race. I get up.
Would you say you're getting 8 hours of sleep a night?
I don't know. I don't count. Okay, I'm asleep. I get up like every other rat in the rat. If you so please in letting me answer the question.
Okay, all right.
I have 1 to 10 cigarettes. Depends on what kind of day.
Oh,
it
so
is.
You are a smoker. You are a smoker. Okay, it wasn't marked on your chart.
Sometimes.
Bring, bring.
Don't write
bring,
it down.
Bring, bring. Doctor's phone ringing. Bring,
I'm
bring.
Sorry, I got. Excuse me, ma'am. Let me just take this. Hey, this is Dr. Zelensky.
Hey, Dr. Zelensky, just checking in. You're not at the office. Are you visiting your patients at their apartments again?
Yeah. I'm doing the walk-in.
Okay, we told you not to do that. We told you to stay at the office because you have patients here. And don't go freelance and just check in on people. I'll let you do this last one, but please stop, okay? It's really hard. I have a lot of clients here who are just demanding to see you. And I go, I don't know where he is. He left. His car's gone. You can do this last one, but then come back. Please come back. I'll try to handle it. I might do some of the basic stuff. I might, if people are here for a checkup, I'll do some of the basic stuff. I'm so stressed.
You're a nurse practitioner. You can handle most of this stuff. I don't know why you're speaking to me like you run the clinic, because you don't.
Ouch. Okay, sir. You know what? Stay out. I'll handle it. See if your clients like this. Bye.
All right.
Seems like you got a lot of fires to put out for somebody who's going to be so judgmental about my day.
Listen, just continue. You're a smoker. It seems like okay. You sleep. Okay, just continue. I just really need to know all that
Where
you eat.
Where was I? The first hour of my day. I wake up. Sometimes I have a couple screams. I smoke my cigarettes. I go over to Frank's house. Frank is usually making some sort of gumbo.
I don't need to know about your neighbors. I don't need to know about your neighbors.
In good health. Like, shouldn't I be associating with people with good health? I think
being around healthy people is important for a healthy lifestyle. So you're what? So you have gumbo for breakfast is what I understand? After the 10 cigarettes?
If it's what's on the stove, okay? I'll take a scoop. And then I leave and I do my business, okay? It takes me 3 to 4 hours to look through
your,
the cartoon
Your bowel movements
to
take...
Hey, I'm Shelby, sorry, your business. It's me, Frank. I made a great gumbo. You gotta try.
Oh, Frank.
Come over.
Can I bring company?
Yeah,
is that
bring
okay?
Bring whoever you want. There's no rules in Frank's house.
Come on, Doc. This is a moving appointment. We got to go over to Frank's house. It's only going to be hot for the
Yeah, I love traveling.
I'm a neighbor.
So. Yeah,
I'm a neighbor, which means I live like right there, so it should be easy.
Yeah, know what a neighbor is. Yeah. Thank you for explaining. Okay. I'm Dr. Zelensky. Nice to meet you.
Oh, those are good scooping hands. You're going to do great.
Those are great scooping hands. I've been eyeing them this entire conversation. Oh. Thank you, Frank, for finally making sense. Oh. Finally, someone makes sense.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess we can just cross the street right here. This is a lovely place you have, I have to say. Frank, I was just hoping to get an insight into some of my patient's lifestyle. She comes over here and has a scoop of gumbo every morning.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then
you bring your own scoop.
And then you do your business, is what you said? Is that, and then business is work or bowel movements? I'm sorry, I wasn't really clear.
Some say one, some say the other. Why not do both at the same time?
We mostly Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you can explain it to him, Frankie. Okay. You give him the news.
We mostly just hand the same $20 bill back and forth to each other for about 8 hours, and then we eat a shit ton of gumbo. That's what we call doing our business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just
walking
into the
Doc, can you explain why I don't blink? Why do I not blink? Can you help me with that?
I never seen him blink once. We've been friends 12 years.
Oh, let me just get my light out, my flashlight out. Let me just... All right. Okay. All right, not a lot of...
He's always saying, the cat's out of the bag.
It's not a lot of pupil movement. I guess... it could be related. You could have a food parasite, potentially. I do notice you're having gumbo. I am having a little bit of a whiff right now. Would you say that you're receiving a fresh seafood? Are you getting things frozen? You're not catching your own seafood, are you?
I get the best salmon delivered from my favorite restaurant on Long Island. Yes, it's a far drive all the way to Chicago, but it's
Chicago.
Worth it.
Yeah, that's
yeah. It is worth it for that great salmon. Usually takes 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 days.
Oh, so
days.
I'm concerned if you're having this gumbo. There are parasites that can grow in that food if it's spoiled, and it can have severe neuromuscular neurological effects on you. That would explain why your eyes aren't blinking. It would explain kind of the tick of repeating the cat's out of the bag.
I only say it when people prompt me, I think. And I feel like I get prompted into it a lot.
All right. Well, listen, my checkup here is probably nearly done. I was just trying to figure out what my patient here, what she was eating.
You can treat parasites pretty easy, right? You can just do a couple of stretches and you can treat those parasites.
Not easy. You need heavy duty medication, which I can of course prescribe you. If you all...
Oh, no, I don't want any of that modern stuff. No way. I don't let that touch my body. Mm-mm. My body is a temple.
My body's a temple. That's why I eat salmon from Long Island and gumbo that I make myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, this has been an insightful doctor's visit. I do ring, have
ring,
a lot...
Ring.
Sorry, I have to... I have to take this.
Really
glued to that thing. Go for Dr. Zelensky.
Dr. Zelensky, where are you? Where are you?
I'm at Frank's house.
Who's Frank?
It's the neighbor of the patient I was seeing. So they live right next to each other.
I know what a neighbor is. How many appointments did you book today? There's so many people here.
Well, I booked this one, and then I kind of left some free time. And then I have, that's it. It was
my baby in his office.
Push. You've got this. There are 400 people here. 300 of them are pregnant women.
There are 400 people in that clinic. All right. I'm coming. I'm on my way.
You have to have a specific practice. You can't be delivering babies and dealing with women who have their arms cut off. Dr. Zelensky, you're taking on too much.
I'm calling.
And then you leave all day and you leave me to deal with it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I just couldn't pick just one specialty. Okay. I thought, why restrict myself? You know, everything. In order to be successful today, you need to be talented. All right. You know, no one's just an actor anymore. They're an actor, they're a writer, and they're a comedian. Okay. So I thought I'm going to be a gynecologist.
What are you talking about?
Emergency medicine and primary care physician. I don't understand what's so wrong with that, huh?
We cut to him arriving at the doctor's office.
All right, I'm here. Nurse, what do we have? Who am I seeing first?
There's no one here. I just wanted to have this be a nice Valentine's Day surprise. Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
I'm leaving.
See it.
You took me up. Okay. All right. Shelby, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast. We love having you. Is there anything you'd like to plug here at the end of the episode?
I don't think so. I just want to plug having a good time, you know? Okay.
What should people follow you on?
Oh, Twitter. Shelby the Clown on Twitter. Mm. Though I haven't really, been posting not as frequently because I'm trying to have space from online media. And then on Instagram, I forgot what my handle is. Oh, it's Sloppy Bob.
Yeah, you should change that.
I don't know. It was my name, and then I didn't want my new job to find me, so I was like, I don't know what.
But if they did find you, they would be like, no way. We're not
all right. Well, you can follow Shelby on Twitter at Shelby the Clown or on Instagram at Sloppy Bopple. You can, of course, follow on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. And you can stay up to date with the pod by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks so much for listening, and remember as always to stay al dente.